I'll get my car.
I brought mine.
Yours? I gotta get me one of those.
I love the scene. I was on the edge of my seat when this vehicle came out. Black tank. I just love these camera views and the camera angles and the editing. Popcorn? Okay. Wow, this is so cool.
What have you thought of the films this summer Hollywood had to offer?
I knew this summer was going to be huge, but so many sequels coming like back to back to back to back to back, it was just going to drain people out, because then you have some people that do not have all the money in the world to spend on in a theater, and you're going in groups of three or four or five, it all adds up. And you begin to think, which movie is really worth watching on the big screen?
Do you have a favorite summer movie season?
I do, actually. In a review I did with The Hollywood Reporter, I point out that summer 2000 happened to be my favorite because it was a whole series of original films. Yeah, I know there were sequels that summer also. I believe there were like two sequels. The Nutty Professor and Mission Impossible 2. But still, there were original films. U-571, Gladiator, Patriot, X-Men, so on and so forth.
With the 2007 summer movie season almost out of the way, are there films in the winter you are looking forward to reviewing?
As a matter of fact, there are. 3:10 to Yuma, it's a film starring Christian Bale and Russell Crowe. It takes place in the Western times. So these guys are pitted against each other. And now Beowulf, the adaptation of the old English literature. And also Fred Claus, starring Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti. Paul Giamatti plays Santa Claus, and Fred Claus is his older brother. No, it looks like the holiday film I do want to see. So there are quite a few. Then maybe The Golden Compass. Not too fond of it. So I'll see what comes up.
Will Ernest be joining you?
He better. Ernest, if you're hearing this, you're going to join me.
As a final question, what is in store for the future of your program?
I'm always looking out into the future. I have been thinking about opening a website. In fact, shortly before we came on and agreed to do this interview, I was looking into a webmaster, but the time I dedicate to it with my busy schedule, I will not be able to do it just yet. And other things have come up where, I'm debating at the moment. You're getting the inside scoop. This is your exclusive. Okay, you can flaunt it all you want. This is your exclusive. I'm thinking about taking the show into a hiatus. Probably an indefinite hiatus.
You don't plan on quitting, do you?
No. I don't plan on quitting in the near future.
V for Vendetta, yes.
Wachowski fan right there. George Lucas hater right here. Actually, I'm looking forward to Indiana Jones 4 next year, along with The Mummy 3. The movie 24 is rumored to come out. Iron Man. The Dark Knight.
Brad Pitt is going to be Iron Man, huh?
I don't know. He's too old. Robert Downey Jr. is supposed to get it. But we'll go on. I'll stop there. Look forward to a special article.
Kind-hearted.
My summer movie opinion preview for 2007.
Passionate and informed. That's the man behind The Critic Corner. The Critic Corner. Coming soon to a speaker near you. And maybe the internet too.